One event is already in the books. Was a wonderful event. It was a beautiful day. You couldn't have asked for better weather. The Button family as well, what they did to assist. It was just perfect all the way around. Anyway, I can't say any more about it as far as that is concerned. Now, there was a picture that kind of gave you the urge or the the thought to do this. Tell us how. What did you see it, Jay, or was it?
Well, yeah, I mean, we both seen it. And if you just, I mean, if you just go on Google and you type in sunflowers and running, not even the word Griswold, it's the thing that comes up.
Yeah.
You know, there was an article, and I guess it was about 10 years ago, the cover of Runner's World or Running Magazine, one of those, had a woman running through sunflower fields.
Yeah.
And it was taken at Buttonwoods several years ago and appeared in that magazine. And it wasn't talking about, hey, you can come running at Buttonwoods. It was showing inspirational things like, you know, get out there and run kind of thing. And it just happened to be at Buttonwoods. But people saw that photograph, and because it mentioned that it's at Buttonwoods farm in Griswold, Connecticut. When I talked to Kim and Dwayne Button, as soon as I mentioned something about the, you know, asking their permission if we can run an event there, first of all, they were you know, very open to the whole thing, and were instrumental in the planning of it. This thing could not have taken place if we didn't have full support of the Button family. So thank you very much to them. But the photograph situation, as soon as we mentioned anything about running with the sunflowers, Kim basically said, oh, you wouldn't believe how many phone calls we've gotten over the last 10 years from people saying, hey, can I come there and run through the sunflower fields just like they do in that photograph.
Yeah.
It would make their day. So they've never let anybody do that.
Until now.
And so now the Buttons, a lot of the things that came up from the race, you know, they were being so generous in allowing us to run it there. Dwayne Button, you know, a lot of the ideas of where we were going to cut the path through the sunflowers, they came from him.
Yeah.
He actually changed his the timeline of the sunflowers based on when they would be in bloom just for our race.
Yep.
So he planted them. If you follow their page on Facebook, they planted on Mother's Day, and it was like a video on their Facebook page that showed them, you know, planting the sunflowers. Mm-hmm. And that just shows how short the cycle is. It was Mother's Day when they planted them. And then he waited about 3 weeks or so, and then he planted the field that his vision saw us doing the finish line at. And by doing that, that's why they were such in full bloom at the race. We were helped a little bit by weather. I think there was some, it was a lot of rain or something that delayed some of the other flowers. Because usually, by August 6th when we had it, a lot of the ones that are in the main fields that we take the pictures of and you go around on the hayride things, a lot of those are past bloom. Mm-hmm. A week after their festival is over. That's why they had the festival when they do. We were lucky enough that all of them were in full bloom, but the ones at the finish line where the runners ran through the little maze, that spot was as beautiful as you could ever imagine. And all that is really just because of the generous, you know, organization that the Buttons allowed us to do with their race.
Now, one thing about these events that you do, and because I was a first-time eventer last year myself, so I know it's not cheap to run these events at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know it could not have been inexpensive for you to do it, to do the 6K.
Right.
So with that being said, I'm thinking maybe this year you're going to be opening up maybe some sponsorships.
Absolutely.
And,
So last year, as we talked about before, we only had a couple months to really plan this thing. So the sponsors that we did have, you know, they were, you know, very helpful in organizing. But this race costs about $6,000 to run.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so part of, well, we had sponsorship opportunities, but we didn't have the time to truly market it the way we should have with the lead time. You know, we're talking 8 months away. Now I can actually like pound the pavement a little bit and, you know, be a little more specific and purposeful in the way that I put it out there. But, you know, I would put on my personal Facebook page, I would say, I need bags. I need water. I need, like, basically one of JRI's friends would say, oh, I got that. Or, oh yeah, I can help you with that. Like Tina Luft, I said, I need bags. She supplied like, I think 75 bags to, because what happens when you go to the race, you get your bib and you get your t-shirt and you get all your stuff.
Which that's not always typical at a lot of the races. The good races do that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like a lot of the races that they're on a shoestring, you'll go up and register, you'll get your bib, and that's pretty much it. You'll get a banana at the end.
Yeah.
You know, Melissa's idea and vision for this was, let's do this the right way.
So
there was
bags. You gotta do it right the first time.
There was bags with sponsors on them. And inside the bag, you got your shirt, you got your bib, you got a couple other things in there.
So I would put the word out like, hey, I need this help. Hey, I need that help. And, you know, people would respond. One of the other things that, like, I am a SoundRunner ambassador, so that just basically means I hashtag them when I post something
about
my own
running. Kinda?
A SoundRunner ambassador.
SoundRunner,
yeah,
okay.
So that's a local store down in Old Saybrook, Glastonbury. They're all over. They're like a local chain of running stores. I said, Chaz, I need more bags, because there was one point where I think I said to you, I'm like, I really hope people come to this. And then we got to the point where I'm like, I hope no more people come to this. I don't have any more stuff for them. So I put the
I remember you saying that.
Yeah,
actually,
I was like freaking out.
And you know, at one point it was getting so, it was exploding so much that
I ordered more bibs.
Right.
I rushed them. I was like, I don't have enough numbers for people.
And,
like,
and you know, the too, recreation committee, Ryan, they basically were helping us along with this whole thing. And it was essentially a lot of this organization wouldn't happen without Ryan's help. So going through the recreation website we used, Ryan was able to help us out with
people's
other organizations that he's got contacts with. So we ended up using Camaro signs. They donated all the signs.
They're great.
You know, like, so this race could not have happened without the generous, you know, outpour that we did receive. Yeah. And so, like Melissa's saying, this year we're going to really, you know, start talking to people early enough that they can help us make an impact.
Yeah. But with the bags, I mean, that day, I literally was trying to get through that day, like making sure everything happens. And, you know, I was going a mile a minute. And between Jay and I, like, we kind of divided and conquered. Like, he took care of some things, I took care of other things. But I'd have, like, Dwayne Button's like, well, next year we can do. And I'm like, Dwayne, I need to live through today. Or, you know, then Kevin Merch was like, next year we should. And I'm like, I need to live through today. Mm-hmm. Or the guy from SoundRunner's like, hey, next year I can do all the bad. And I'm like, I gotta get some sleep first. I gotta shower. But it's really cool, because when everybody got there, they were just so excited, and they saw how well it was coming together, and then they were like excited to do it again.
Yeah.
So that's a really huge compliment in my book. I mean, it was a lot of work. So.
One of the other volunteers is sitting right here in the room with us. Todd the God, if you will. He
as he smirks sheepishly.
Todd volunteered to assist us with the safety aspect of these of the race.
That's huge.
So essentially, he was on his touring bicycle, and he was he ran with the leader of the race, which he was running a 5 minute mile. It was insane for 3.7 miles.
Yeah.
And Todd basically led him so he didn't take any wrong turns.
Yep.
Led him through the entire course at 3.7 miles, and then when he finished, Todd circled back all the way around down the path and caught up to the slower runners and walkers, and then rode behind them as a safety rider so that no cars would approach him from the back.
As a trivia question, I am the only person who ran the course 4 times.
That's right.
And I tried to explain. I said, yeah, I was at the 6K Sunflower Run. They're like, you ran? I'm like, no. I said, I ran like my bicycle and led the pack. And they said, so you were the pace car?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. That's right.
And I'm trying to think. like, is there a name for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something else too. Like Griswold Fire Department, they were our safety people out on the course, like making, cause that's a huge thing. Like if I go to a race, I do not want to be run over by a car. Like I want, yeah, you know, that's a pretty basic want. So between Todd and Griswold Fire Department and, you know, they were all instrumental in just making sure runners were safe. Cause that's huge. You've got kids out on the course. Mm. You've got, you know, the 8-year-old kid that's smoking everybody and, you know, you, you want them to be safe, you know? Right. So then you've got, you know, the people that come and walk, you want them. So between Todd making sure that people were visible, cause some of those, that was a hilly course. That wasn't not an
right.
easy course.
And we shut down half of the road.
Yeah.
And so what, the way that that happened, with the Griswold Fire Department, they basically shut down one half and it was a complete loop around the whole thing. So cars could still pass back and forth on 164, but they would have to do it one way at a time. And so we would shut down, you know, a large portion of 164, about a mile and a half long, only on one side for about 20 minutes. And then as soon mm-hmm. as the last runner is clear that, they can open it back up, and we never went back on that road. But the Griswold Fire Department was instrumental in organizing, all right, at this time we have to shut down this one and open up this one, you know, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they had flaggers at every corner.
They were amazing.
They were really good. And yeah. so that things like that don't, without help like that, an event like this is not even possible.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tom Holloway definitely needed a drink after.
Oh yeah.
After it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of mules. And,
no, he was
happy.
Was great.
Yeah, yeah. He was really good.
And
he's a great guy.
He actually pointed out like, something with the way we had the course laid out, he was like, you know, you really should do it this way instead. And it was more from a safety perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think Jay and I were pretty rolled with the punch a little bit. You know, we were like, okay. And it worked out perfect. I mean, yep. it made actually more sense. And so I think that's the other thing that we were trying to be is really open and, you know, making sure that we didn't piss any locals off,
because really,
we want to come back.
Yeah. And we leave things so. Like that to the experts, you know. So if there's a safety aspect that we've got to take care of,
yeah.
anything that they say, you know, that would make the race better and safer is something that we definitely were all about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So Juan, the next event is when?
The next Sunflower 6K is on August 5th this year. It's a Sunday. The way that the race is organized as far as the date goes is we do it on the Sunday after the Make-A-Wish Sunflower Festival is over. We do that so that the buttons, you know, they have the ability to run their event to capacity. And essentially what happens is a few days after their event for the last 10, 15 years, however long they've been doing it, they open up the fields for the cows to go through and yeah. eat it, which is another yeah. event. That's all, yeah. you know, which is a huge thing. That's
people
gaining a
that.
Ground. Yeah.
yeah.
So in talking to Dwayne, we didn't want to, you know, impede on the Make-A-Wish event at all. And so we were keeping our fingers crossed and hoping that the flowers would still be in bloom. And we lucked out and they were. We're hoping that you know, doing it this way every year where it's a week after, we continue to have that good luck. And that's just all based on weather. But
sure,
it's always going to be the Sunday after the festival is over.
So what happens in the event of bad weather? Is there a rain date?
No.
This past year we didn't have a rain date.
Were you running in the rain? I mean,
There was a race on Christmas Day. There's races in the snow. Lot of them,
nothing feels more badass than running in the rain.
Yeah.
You feel like it makes that run like that much. I swear you like just feel more, like super powered or something.
There's one of those Run 169 races coming up. It's on January 1st,
yeah.
and so you know it's for the people that are that are making their resolutions. It's called the Resolution Run or something. I forget what town
where's this
it's
one?
In.
Colchester, I think.
Is it Colchester?
I've run one. There's one in Colchester on January 1st at Bacon Academy, and that's always big for people. Like, I'm going to get in shape this year. So it's
January 1st. If you miss that one, then your resolution's already gone. So
nah, actually, if you miss that one, you can come to Griswold on February 18th.
There you go.
Mile run. Yep, and that's good.
The shout out.
Yeah, we the PTO at Griswold Middle School is doing a 2 mile run here in Jewett City over. We're not closing a ton of roads down, people, I promise. But yeah, that's a huge thing. You to do a race down here in this Jewett City area, you have to close like a bajillion roads. It's really hard. And you have to contend with the buses. But anyway, my point is that the 2 mile race is great because it's far enough away from when you start exercising that you can build up to 2 miles and then go further with your resolution. But one of the things that we're doing this year is we're kind of getting our prep stuff done with the race for the Griswold Sunflower 6K, and we're anticipating opening registration on February 1st. So mark your calendars, set your alarms. That's the day that we're going to open registration. The other thing to know this year that we're doing differently, because we want to make it the best race possible, and a lot of races do this, we're capping the number of runners. We're not sure the exact number of runners yet, but we're thinking 600, because we want to make sure that we have enough supplies for everyone. We get enough t-shirts. Cause last year, one of the issues I ran into was, we have to have our t-shirt order deadline by a certain date.
Right.
Well, then we get a whole bunch of registrations, even same day registrations. Well, I don't have a t-shirt for you. So, which is on one hand that all that money went to Make-A-Wish. But on the other hand, if I run a race, I really like the t-shirts. I have like a ton of race t-shirts that I probably should weed out of my closet, but people like that, you know, and the sponsors like the people to have their name on the back of their shirt. So Jay and I, and actually a couple of the volunteers from last year, have a ton of notes on like tweaking and making it better and making the best impact. So that's one of them. It's February 1st is registration. And definitely follow our Facebook page because that's when we'll be announcing all that. And if you follow it now today, because you can see all the pictures that Laura took.
There's over 2,500 photographs
that
are on the page.
Yeah.
And the thing with it is, and you know, Laura took photos of every single runner, multiple photos of every runner at the finish line. And for about 30 minutes.
She takes good shots.
Beautiful.
Just amazing photography.
Yeah.
And so the thing with that is at a lot of these races, they hire professional photographers for the race, and they'll have two or three of the people around the course, and they take your picture, and then you get all excited, and then you go to the link.
I always look like a beast.
You go to the link that they send you in an email, and you go to it, and it's got a watermark over it, right? And so they want you to buy that.
It, yeah.
And they'll only have one or two pictures of each runner. You know, your mouth is wide open. You're like,
I look like a beast.
Yeah. So and everybody does.
Yeah.
But that
one guy,
that photographer.
Which one guy?
I don't know. There's always one guy that looks so amazingly hot. You're like,
Mr.
how do you
photogenic?
Look hot? Yeah. You're like, how,
like, this.
Like, how are you not sweating? Like, what are you auditioning for? Freaking Baywatch? Come on now.
Yeah.
He's running flexing the whole way.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so,
that was Todd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, on his bike flexing down the hill.
So with our race, one of the things that we wanted to do is to have these photographs free for everybody to take. I've already seen, I don't even know how many people, especially in the 169 Society, they are making all the photographs that Laura took. They're making their profile pictures.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
sharing them.
Constant. So there's over 2,000 pictures that are on there. If you have any desire or to run the race this coming August, or you just kind of want to see what we're really talking about, just it's an open page. Go on Facebook or just go on Google and type in Griswold Sunflower 6K, and there's so many pictures it'll blow your mind.
It's my profile picture.
It is.
That's right.
It is. It's a good picture.
Which one now?
Yeah.
I thought yours is.
He doesn't follow
you,
Todd.
No, I thought yours is you on. You must have just changed it then.
Recently,
like in the day or two,
because those pictures just hit the page like 4 or 5 days ago, and you know over 2,500 of them. If you go to Todd's page, it's him on the bike.
I'm going to look right now,
pacing because, the race.
Because so, before it was Todd the Rock God on stage singing songs. Oh yeah! See now, you just changed that.
it was a while ago. I don't think it was me.
Yeah. So I mean, a few days ago. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's you know, we're trying, like with the race, we try and, you know, make it a little unique, you know, make people excited. One of the things that was really unique about our race, and it's becoming, I think, more popular with people, but Ryan Hargraves does an amazing job with the drone photography. And one of my favorite pictures of the race is his drone overlooking the race, and you see the herd of runners like going down the course, and then you see the pond and you see the sunflower. It's gorgeous. But he does, he has a business, Eagle Eye LLC, and it's just, it really is an eagle's eye of the area when he takes, and he does like all kinds of, you know, photography. Aside from this, he's done some great ones of Allentown and, of Jewett City. Actually, I think he did the bike one, the bike night. There's a photo of that. There's one of, you know, just all different things. But that to me, that was kind of like another like rewarding thing, is seeing like it all plan comes together, you know?
Yeah, not a lot of races have those either. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that just shows how badass our race is. Yeah. We had a drone flying over as people were running around. So we set aside a spot for Ryan, kind of a landing deck area. He had a whole field that he could basically take off, and you know, for him to do that, he's got to have, you know, there's FAA pilot's license to be able to fly that drone around, especially over commercial areas. So Ryan reached out to us as we were planning and wanted to be a part of this. So, you know, thank you to Ryan, because when we plan on doing that again, it was
hey, Ryan, a good part. Hey, Ryan, Yeah. One of the other cool things that Jay thought of, and I actually initially was like, that's lame, but it ended up being really cool. And you'd be surprised how many conversations we wouldn't be surprised how many conversations Jay and I have via text where I'm like, that's lame. He's like, Melissa, I'm so risk adverse. I mean, like, it's insane. But one of the things he came up with that made our race unique for its size is pacers. So if I'm a runner and I want to run, I'm using very exaggerated numbers, if I want to run a 15-minute race, there's a person who can do that, and I run with that person. So, like, we had one of our runners.
They'll have a stick with a banner like on it that says, you know, 8-minute mile or 10-minute mile.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw
we had three people that we said, come run our race and pace people for us. So if I'm trying to hit a PR, a personal record, then I can run with them, and and some of these people are amazing. Like, they tell you they're going to run an 8-minute mile.
To the second.
So that was kind of, that's something, and it didn't cost the runner anything to do it. You just find that person with their stick and their time, and they'll help you get there, which, so this year we're doing that again. We've already had people we've reached out to say, hey, are you willing to do it for us? And it gets people to come to the race. I think what was, really rewarding for me, because back to what Jay was saying earlier, is Griswold's trying to map themselves as the Sunflower City capital. Well, if you look at the statistics, because I can look at the statistics of the race, one thing, it was a total chick fest. There was like 60% women versus, it was like 80. But women were runners. But also the states, like, we had people from Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, New York, Florida. Like, when would they ever come here? I mean, some of them may have had a hometown connection, but people came from all over to do it, which was really cool. It was like, I kind of got a kick out of, you know, sharing that information, because it was like, look, we're doing something and bring them to our town. And, you know, it kind of really cemented home that, you know, if you market yourself, they'll come and kind of checked a box.
Really cool, because like with Hillfest, we got people to come from, Canterbury. That's about it. No.
Yeah.
No, maybe Attawagon. Yeah. Beluville. The Twin Cities of Attawagon and Beluville.
Oregon.
Yeah.
But it was kind of...
Oregon, a little shady.
No, but it was kind of cool. Like, you know, people came from the other side of the state. And, you know, once they were here, one of the things that they did, you know, I stopped that day. I was starving after the race. And because there was, you know, I couldn't eat
How many bananas can you eat?
Right? Yeah, I couldn't eat anymore.
The pickle juice.
You know what? People liked the pickle juice. Turning Point
I didn't know anything about that.
There's like therapeutic benefits to pickle juice. And people were talking about that. Like, they loved it. I mean, they thought it was a little weird at first.
Right.
But Turning Point provided little shot.
It reduces cramps or something. And, you know, I had to look into it after after they provided all the
little
shot things.
That was Jay's Melissa, your lame moment. I'm like, no, just trust me.
And it was great. People are still like, oh, we need that pickle juice.
Yeah. So,
out of that whole day, that was the one thing I remember the most is the hundreds of pickle juice.
Right, right.
Dina shows up and she's got all her pickle juice and she's like, where do I put my pickle? And I'm like, let me find a table. But people were like, what is this? And then they got into it. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I had stopped at a local eatery and they were like, yeah, we've had runners come in and buy lunch. And, you know, like I said, Turning Point did the pickle juice. So they gave out menus and the bags. I mean, if people want to provide that stuff, I will more than, you know, I'll accept it. So, yeah, I want people to stay in town and, you know, see the good side of town. And I mean, obviously, I like living here. So,
well, what's the date once again?
It is August 5th, Sunday, August 5th.
All right. Jay, thank you for coming by today.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, Melissa.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Yeah, it's nice to have you back.
And
you
know? when we get registration up and running, we definitely want to do another raffle. And, you know, you can raffle off a couple of entries to the race. And they better get those coupon codes in and they'll get to run it.
Yeah, that's another thing is for the Griswold. See, last year there's a Griswold run or walking club that was trying to encourage people to go to the state parks and stuff here and do some walking. And we purposefully did it by word of mouth, but we were handing out the code for a $5 discount from the race for really just Griswold residents.
Yeah, we try to encourage people to be healthy. Yeah. And you know, you
so
can
look
have
out
fun,
for that too.
Yep. Absolutely. So we'll definitely get you some certificates to raffle off when we get closer. And
actually, the people that won were actually friends of mine, and they did. They walked it.
Awesome.
They walked it, and I walked like the last 50 feet with them and took pictures with them and stuff like that. So
well, and we'll see you there next year too.
Absolutely, I wouldn't miss
Mike's.
It. Wouldn't miss
it. Mike's running in it, by the way. And I'm putting him on the spot now, so he can't weasel out of it. But
no, well, Kevin Merchant already put me on the spot with it too. So
He's not letting you off the hook either.
No. I'll be there. I'll be in it.
And I'm gonna get you a headband and like arm wrist warmers.
I want to look like Will Ferrell. But
we want to make
John
sure that
Candy combined.
Oh, we want to make sure we still have Wolverine Radio there. So if you're running it, have a few of your cronies.
Mr. Jewett will be there. Mr. Jewett
but that was something also that we, you know, some races you go to and they're like, oh yeah, here's a list of the winners. No, like Mike like gave them their moment in the sun, like literal sun. Right. But you know, you got on the podium and Mike's announcing your name and it's like you totally badass. It was cool.
The whole event was badass.
Yeah.
Event. So
yeah.
Looking forward to it next year as well.
We'll see you there.
All right, Melissa. Thanks,
Jay.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That's the Sunflower 6K. Next year, this year's event was awesome. As Melissa put it, it was badass.
I'm sure I violated something.
That's okay. We can say badass.
Oh, we can't.
It's Ed Burdick in the F word that we can't say. Oh. Yeah, it's what he does. So.